Gee, Rosie, do we really have to go to bed now? Sometimes Mom lets us stay up past 10.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Hot people, inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your, of course, running late leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, broadcasting live from the underground studio
basement
of Remasculate Studios. And what started out as a beautiful sunny day has now turned cloudy and icky, and I hope it doesn't thunderstorm and rain and ruin Miss Thang's big day. Today is her birthday. I am not going to tell you how old she is, so. That's not what you're supposed to do, right? When you're not supposed to ask a woman her age or any of that kind of stuff, but you can say, how much do you weigh? Well, that doesn't make them happy either. Well, started the day off right with my bag of pop chips, perky jerky, and I'm having a rock star right now. So if I don't have the jitters and my head doesn't explode here in a little bit, we'll be fine getting through this podcast. There is quite a few things in the news today. One of them is probably going to kill all of the men, redneck listeners here, and probably a few women. I know a few ladies that love their beer, their cerveza with a lime. And apparently, disaster has struck. A tractor trailer carrying 77,000 pounds of Budweiser hit some debris. Then it hit a guardrail before flipping over and dumping its sweet, sweet contents all over the highway. It's taken more than 6 hours to clean up, though one suspects it would have gone faster if they would have just brought in some frat boys, some cowboys, and some straws. This thing would have been done in a few minutes. Oh, that's a lot of beer. You know when you drive by a wreck like that, you don't gawk. You want to jump out and do your best to help. Come home. Wife mad at you because you're late? You been out drinking? No, I was caught in traffic.
There was a wreck.
Now, it might have taken that long to clean up because it happened in Maryland. If this shit would have happened in Texas or even here in Colorado, it would have cleaned up a lot faster, I guarantee it. You throw a country band out there and it would have turned into a dance party. Everybody would have danced, been thirsty, and had it cleaned up in probably what? Oh, hour and a half tops. Nothing will suck down beer quicker than a thirsty line dancer. Now, that's something that I have never, ever gotten into. As much as I love and adore country music, I have never gotten into line dancing. Not my deal. I'm not against you if you do it. Looks great when the ladies do it. Cowboys love to see the ladies get out there and rock that dance floor. And sometimes it's a little interesting when the cowboy with the purple or pink boots gets out there and does a little boot scootin' boogie. But guys, you know, when I grew up, guys didn't line dance. We two-stepped our asses off, but we didn't line dance. That's what the girls did. And that's what the guys would all line around the railing with their cold Lone Star long neck held in their fingers, just like John Travolta did in Urban Cowboy. You kind of had to do that two-finger hang thing, and you just stood there and you watched the fine-ass ladies in their tight, tight cowgirl jeans. Mm-hmm. Wrangler butts drive cowboys nuts. But guys didn't do it. We just sat there around the edge and went, woo! Yeah, that's a good one right there. Mm-hmm. She can stay on me for 8 seconds. And the girls would probably think, yeah, that's about all I'd get out of you. Yeah, cowboys I know, they ride till they get the buzzer. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Good ride, cowboy, good ride. Now, regular dancing, like bar dancing, for the club dancing, that's changed a lot too, boy. There used to be, you had dance moves. There was the twist and the jerk and the swim and all those kind of dances, and there was the moonwalk and can't even think of all the, there was names for them, you know, the sprinkler. And now, basically, it looks like you just get out there and grind and slap ass, which, you know, I'm not totally against, but it's not really much of a dancing. It's just more tribal. Didn't it seem tribal to you? What happened to a good, nice dance? Just now you just jump up and down? Is that the ecstasy kicking in? Oh, I just love the sound of the beat. Boom, dee, boom, dee, boom, dee, boom. Ah. Or you just get out there and do the white person dance, where you just don't move your feet much. You just kind of like, it's like doing the Caddyshack gopher dance, but only in slow motion, which is even more bizarre. I'm all right. Nobody worry about me. Nobody give me some. Just let it be. Did you visualize it in your head right there? Could you see the little gopher just going really slow? I'm all right. Look at his little tiny arms. I'm going to worry about me. And that's what, like, people do. They just stand there, and they just move their arms and kind of wave around and stare off in the distance like, oh, I'm bored as shit, but I've gotta pretend I'm having a great time here at the club. I'm alright, nobody worry about me. You know, when you're younger, you can't wait to get to the club. You just live it. I'm living my life to get to the club. I want to buy club clothes, and I want to be a club girl, and I'll be one of those guys. Not me. Not be with this, but you always see those. The club boys that couldn't wait. Just, they come on. They have characters, and they wear glitter, and I'm a club boy. And then there's the people that, you know, just are over the club. When does that happen? When do you get over the club? Just like, I am over this scene. I don't need anybody else trying to get in my pants. I don't need anybody else talking to me about shit I don't give a damn about, because I really can't hear you anyway over this loud thump thump music. Oh, does that drive you crazy when you're trying to actually have a conversation with somebody? When you're like, what? Because I can't hear you. What? I said, do you want to hear that? No, what? And you half the time you just nod. You're just nodding at them because you can't really understand them. So you nod. And the story continues. Stop nodding and people get the hint and shut the fuck up. Or just look away. And then, I'm not sure if they get the hint if you look away. Then they just get closer. I said, why did you see that? No, I was trying to look away and make you go the fuck away. And ladies, how about all the guys, the smooth dudes, trying to get your digits? Yeah, hey, can I get your digits? I'll give you a call. I'll text you later. Hey, now is texting a person, or a girl, or a guy, is that the same as the old rules of calling? Don't call for 3 days. Remember that rule? Don't call for 3 days. You don't want to seem too interested. Or is now the rule like text immediately, like as you walk back across the room? Hey, it was great seeing you. You look great in those jeans. Clink. Thank you. I just bought these jeans today. Bring. Well, good purchase, because they make your ass look fantastic. Kling! LOL. LOL. OMG. You're the nicest guy I've met tonight. Bring! What do you say we ditch this joint and go back to my place? Bring! You're an ass. I'm not that easy. Who do you think I am? Keisha? Bring! No, Keisha's hot. You're a bitch. Kling! Delete! Am I pretty close? Is that how text messages sort of go now? I mean, I'm out of the scene, so I'm not really sure, but I would love to know if I'm close. I have a feeling I am, because you go to a club and you just see everybody's faces at a phone. They're all doing something. If they're not on the dance floor doing the bored gopher dance with a phone in their hand, they're usually out on the dance floor, hands above their head, with their phone in their hand. The phones never leave a person's hands in the club. God forbid you miss a text message from your bestie. Ooh, you wouldn't want to do that. They might let you know about something that's happening cooler somewhere else, or let you know, OMG, Perez Hilton just posted a new picture of Hello Kitty. Aw, my panties are wet. I like Perez Hilton better when he was an ass. He was much more fun when he was making fun of people and drawing cum on everybody's faces. Didn't you think? I mean, that's what made him famous. He was always ragging on people and doing the little white stuff on their lips or across their forehead, and you followed it for that. Now he's just turned into basically a boring-ass news source. It's I liked you better, Perez, when you had a little edge to you. Come on back. Be who you are. You lost weight, and you lost the funny. Yeah, see, once you became famous and all the famous people's friends, then you were afraid to offend them. That's what it is. When you're afraid to offend, you're afraid to go for the funny. Yeah, I've heard this before. It's one of the things that I always heard when I was in radio. You can't say that. You're going to make somebody mad. Oh, don't make jokes about that. You're going to offend somebody. Oh, you can't. Oh, no, no way. Don't even bring up that subject. That's too soon. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm probably not in radio anymore. I wanted to be funny, and they wanted to play more music. Yeah, because everybody knows you can't get music off your phone and your computer and your iPad and your iTouch and iHeartRadio. God knows people have trouble finding music. You wouldn't want to give them something they can't get. Like personality. Oh, why would somebody want to tune into a radio show to hear somebody actually have a personality and be funny and talk about funny things? Oh, that's amazing to me. No, here's what we need to do. We need to play Rascal Flatts for the 14th fucking time today. Yeah, and right after Rascal Flatts, we'll throw in another Taylor Swift. That won't make anybody change the station or write a letter that complains about it. Yeah, and then when we get that letter, shit, we'll just ignore it and play it again. Oh, yeah, we believe people have become so stupid, they can only take little sound bites of human voices. Yeah, if you talk over 2 minutes, people's brains start to melt, and they must have their Taylor Swift. Give them their Taylor Swift, and their brain comes back together again. It gels. It becomes cool. It becomes a solid mass, and they can enjoy the music again. Please, stop talking. And that's probably why I've got a lot of you people tuning into the podcast, because you actually enjoy somebody talking about shit and having a good time and just playing with you. Because life should be fun. It should be just about, just, hey, let's laugh at that. Let's laugh at this. Did you see that? No, but thanks for telling me about it. And that's what my podcast is all about. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a little information. And now you know what it's actually time for? It's time for All Things Considered. Yeah, let me bring in Miss Thang, because it's her birthday. Well, hello, Miss Thang. How was your day today?
Good.
Anything new and exciting?
I'm 31. It's
what?
Friday.
You're past your expiration point?
Dang it. Wanted a place to live.
I knew it was coming up. I didn't know it was already.
I didn't know I had an expiration date.
Well, I didn't either.
Son of a biscuit.
You're always telling me when milk goes bad, you're supposed to throw it out. And once it hits the date, you're supposed to throw it out. And
I've gone bad?
Look at the look on your face.
It's a podcast. They can't see it.
I know, I'm kidding. Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a monkey, and you smell like one, too.
Really?
No, that's what...
Are we five?
I think we are. We're in a basement.
Are you going to pull my hair and run now?
I might. We're in a basement playing with a tape recorder. We are 5 years old now.
That's true.
Happy birthday.
But we have headphones. I never had headphones as a kid.
You didn't?
I just talked into the tape player.
Right into the cassette player.
Rewind. Play. Oh, I don't like how I sound. Rewind.
Rewind. Did you have the one where you had to hit record and play at the same time?
At the same time, yes. Well, it had the big black button and the red thing in the middle. And if you hit the big black with the red thing, that was record.
Right.
If you only hit the black, that was pay. Play. Pay. Play. Mm-hmm. I wish I got paid.
But you were doing your own radio show. Hi, we're live from Janet's bedroom.
Crap, I think that's what I said. Yes, I did. I was obsessed with radio.
Coming up next, you're going to like this one. It's the new one from Billy Ray Cyrus.
I love him. Yes.
Click.
Some gave all, gave some. Wasn't that a wonderful song? All right, well, let's go ahead and do why we're here. It's Miss Thang with All Things Considered.
Well, we're talking about country music. My first story has a lot to do with country music. It's not clear what exactly happened when Jody Messina and Chris Young came face-to-face recently, but it definitely left a bad taste in the My Give a Damn's busted hitmaker's mouth. Messina took to her Twitter page early on Tuesday morning, July 24th, to let her 42,000 followers know that she was less than impressed by rising country music star Chris Young. This is what she said. She said, OMG, just saw at Chris Young Music, so Chris Young, he was ugly, arrogant, and rude. Really, country radio? This guy's such an ass.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Young didn't respond, and he really didn't have to. His fans were so quick to restore his good name that the neon hitmaker didn't have to go battle for himself. And even fellow country singer David Nail has chimed in to virtually stare down Messina. Just a few hours after her tweet, also using Twitter as a platform, Nail called Young one of the most down-to-earth artists I've met in 12 years in this town.
Well, you and I have both met him, and I thought he was a pretty nice guy. But that was before he made it, you know, and we were... So has it changed him at all? Because
He's been touring with Miranda.
And I know Jody, and she's really always been a sweetheart.
But do you think she's a little bit bitter? Because she did address radio. She doesn't get radio love anymore.
No,
that's And do you think there's some bitterness there?
Could be.
Like...
Yeah, but I mean, that's not going to make
it's
her...
It's not like she's pretty.
No, but it's not like he must have done something rude to her or snubbed her. Maybe his attitude is like, who are you? You're not, you know.
You're a has-been.
Right.
And I'm awesome. I don't like his song Neon. But anyway.
I do. I love that song Neon.
I know. We're going to agree to disagree.
Okay. Next story.
Next story. Hugh Hefner's former number one girlfriend, Holly Madison, has just announced that she is in the process of adopting a baby.
Oh, she's going to make a wonderful mother.
I know, especially in that outfit.
Oh, look at that. She's dressed just like a French mother outfit.
Right. The Playboy model and Vegas performer is getting help from the adoption mentoring service, Hold My Hand, and has begun the lengthy process of adopting a child. And, of course, the former Girls Next Door star is looking to adopt a child from either Africa or South Korea.
Oh, of course. For whatever reason, those babies are easier to get. I don't know what the deal is. You could just go over and just pick one up, because Madonna's done that. Except Madonna now, you know, she got in trouble. They wanted that baby back. Did you know about that?
I do. It's been a while, but yeah, I do remember that.
Like the parent or something, like, hold on, we didn't say you could take that baby.
Yeah, we thought you were just holding it, and then you disappeared. What happened? Yeah. So why do you think she's not having it on her own?
Because she's a star, and one of the new things about stars is they don't want to have their own baby because it tears up their body.
Well, what she says is she loves performing in the theater in Vegas, and you can't really do that when you're pregnant.
See? So why would you even want a kid?
Who's going to take care of the kid? A nanny.
A nanny. Why don't you just get a pet? If you're not going to have a kid and don't really want to go through the process of having and growing and bonding with a baby, you're basically just getting, hey, you know what? I got a little Korean kid. Look, they're really good with dogs.
You know, we were just looking at adopting another cat for Pooh Bear, and we got rejected because of the declawing.
Turned down as parents because they said, oh, we don't believe in declawing cats. That's inhumane, and you put on your application that you might declaw her, so we have to decline.
Well, Pooh Bear doesn't have claws, so I don't want to put Pooh Bear face-to-face with a kitten that has claws. I'm from a small town in Missouri. We don't think like that.
It's just a cat.
And I grew up with cats that destroyed furniture. That would attack each other.
That was one of the questions on the application.
What
would you do if your cat was scratching your couch? That was a question. I would probably buy it more toys that it could scratch on. That was my answer.
That was a proper answer. But anyway, why aren't they asking people that want to adopt children, are you going to invest in a nanny?
Right.
Are you going to pay someone to raise your child?
But no, it doesn't matter. Because they just want somebody to, you know, a good home. They want to find them a good home.
We wanted to get a cat a good home.
Yeah, we wanted to give it a loving home. We wanted
meow, meow.
Pooh Bear to have another butt to lick.
Ew. Let's go on to the next story. 98 Degrees. Remember them?
No.
From the 90s? We spoke of them recently, how they're going to be on the Summer Mixtape Fest.
Oh, that's that guy, Nick or what? Nick Lachey.
Yeah. Okay. Jessica Simpson's ex-husband. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not only doing that festival, they're also going to be on the Today Show and have recently been in the studio.
Ooh, new music from 98 Degrees.
The appearance on the Today Show is going to occur on August 17th, one day before the previously announced Summer Mixtape Fest.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. So maybe they'll have some new music out.
Do you care? Were you a fan?
Are you going to break up with me if I say
no.
yes?
I have to do that anyway. You're past your
Happy birthday. Move on out, lady.
Well, we're moving on out. No, I'm kidding. Are you excited about the music? Because obviously the dog is.
See.
I can hear it barking like crazy.
I know. I want to see what they have. You know, Britney Spears has maintained some decent... Be nice. Some music that I still enjoy. She's progressed in her career musically.
She has?
Yes, musically. If you listen to her first CD and her last CD.
You can hear a wide range of variety.
I am entertained by it. So I want to see what these boys can do.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be very danceable.
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 Dance party in the living room. Yeah.
Yay.
All right. Sin City is a place known for its quirky and quickie weddings. You can now get hitched in Vegas without even leaving your room or house, depending on what your situation is.
Lord, how lazy is that?
That's how life is. The new Las Vegas Wedding Wagon is up and running for business. The Wedding Wagon, owned by Andy Gonzalez and James Koss, charges $99 for a 10-minute legal wedding ceremony. Since starting up the wagon last week, they've already married four couples, and the Wedding Wagon's price tag includes photos and a minister, even a t-shirt, if you book by the end of July. But
wow, a t-shirt.
You get a
that
t-shirt.
That is well worth it. You get a wife and a t-shirt.
It's Vegas. It's
My
Vegas.
My parents went to Vegas, and all they did was get married and bring me this lousy t-shirt.
But you don't get a marriage license. You actually have to get that at the Vegas City Hall before calling the mobile marriage unit.
Of course.
But you can also, I thought this was kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Couples can also choose from one of the Wedding Wagon's preferred locations, such as the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign.
Right there. That's a very cool sign. That's very mm-hmm. iconic, and it would be a good background.
And maybe like a couple met in Vegas, and or Vegas is part of their like relationship. I would see where, oh, we met here at this slot machine. Let's get married.
Maybe by the
here.
Slot machine. Oh,
or in
yeah.
front of this casino.
Oh, let's get married in front of the courthouse because we'll be back here in about 5 or 6 months.
Isn't it a Vegas wedding and a Reno divorce?
Yes.
What does that come from?
I don't know. I think Reno was a little more laxed on what it took to get a divorce.
Oh,
and there was
you
the
got
quick,
married in Vegas. Sorry.
The other one was the quick Mexican divorce. You could go to Mexico, and they would almost annul them. I don't know if they still do that, but that's what it used to be.
Hmm. Yeah. I've just heard that saying. Well, we love our seafood, especially when it's served sushi style.
Yes, we do.
Well, close your ears for this next story. According to researchers who surveyed 60 businesses in South Florida, there's almost a 1 in 3 chance that the fish you order at a restaurant isn't the fish served on your plate.
What?
I know, that sounds a little confusing.
Is it real fish or is it like cat or something?
It's real fish.
Sorry,
but they
Boo-Bear.
Found that mercury-laden king mackerel was being sold as a grouper, and that happened 6 out of 7 times. And then red snapper samples from restaurants were not red snapper at all. And this one, you love your spicy tuna?
I love the spicy. That's my favorite of sushi.
I know. Tuna was not tuna. In fact, tuna 100% of the time at sushi outlets was substituted with escolar. Escolar, which is snake mackerel, can cause severe tummy problems.
Now, where was this? What part of the country?
South Florida. Now, listen, the rate of fish fraud in South Florida was actually 20% less than in Boston and L.A.
Oh, man.
Fish fraud. Have you even
fish
heard of this?
No, but I'm... Well, I can see how easy
I'm
it
sad.
Would be. Because,
yeah.
you know, it's either coated or colored or fried or...
And these are towns that are on the coast, near the ocean.
Yeah, L.A.
Well, we live in Colorado. What are they feeding us?
What are they feeding us? I mean, is there... They're going to have to come up with some kind of like home test kit that you put a piece of fish on a...
Yeah, Walgreens.
On a piece of paper. Did it turn blue? All right, it's my tuna. Let's eat.
Great. And then the price
That's
is
sad.
Jumped. It is. I was like, what?
We're a country of criminals. Well, there are people just looking for a way to rip you off now. Or
are.
Is maybe we shouldn't blame it on, though, if it's imported, because a lot of stuff that comes from China or other parts of the country, they've done that. They've been busted before shipping stuff that's not the fish.
You're in Florida. There's ocean there.
Right.
Is tuna only from overseas?
No, there's tuna, most tuna everywhere, but there's different types of tuna. Yellow tuna, you know, the fatty tuna.
Right. It's no snake mackerel or whatever.
Snake mackerel sounds nasty.
It does.
You want a taste of my snake mackerel?
Is that a pickup line for your next girlfriend that's not 31?
Oh! Snap!
And the last story. You guys all make fun of me and how I avoid swearing, but a new survey finds that four-letter words could impact your professional image more than you think.
Oh, gosh golly. Tell me more about it.
Yes. Swearing in the workplace can put a dent in a reputation, according to a new Career Builder survey of more than 6,000 employers and employees. 57% of employers said that they'd be less likely to promote someone who uses salty language.
Mm-hmm.
And more than half said it makes a worker seem less intelligent.
Well, I do
use your words.
I do believe that a lot of times.
Yes.
But sometimes, like we talked before, sometimes I think swearing is necessary, but not in the workplace. I mean, I can see that when you're sitting in a cubicle and you're like, what the fuck is this? I told the goddamn, you know, you're like, oh, God, I got to work with this person.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you even said that employees, more than half, let's see. The majority of employees said that it makes them disrespect their coworker a little bit more. Regardless of the reason or how comfortable you feel around your colleagues, career experts advise that you hold your tongue. The survey found workers in the nation's capital are the most likely to curse in the office.
Hmm.
Followed by Denver and Chicago.
Followed by?
Denver and Chicago. Yeah.
Wow. We're a rough tongue cunt.
I work in an office full of four cubicles that are all women.
Do they cuss?
It's gotten better, but previous employees that used to be there, it was like sailors. Like, my first day, they're like, you need to tell us if this makes you uncomfortable. Don't be going to HR. We are HR. It was hilarious, but it's calmed down. But you get off the phone with a very frustrating person.
You hang
it's
up.
It's hard to just be like, wah!
Oh, Frankenstein.
And that's what I do. I don't cuss at work. But I know that I have frustrating moments where if I were prone to cuss, and if I were one of those people that had trained myself to
cuss. Oh, I know, because even I will turn around and go, did you just use the F word? What are you mad about?
Yeah. That's when I broke my phone.
Right. I knew I heard the F
$200. Word. $200. Yeah. Anyway, it's time for me to get on out of here and eat some birthday cake.
Aww. Well, we'll throw you a little goodbye party.
Wanted, somewhere to live.
I'm kidding. All right, I got to get this wrapped up because, as you heard, it's her birthday, and I got to get ready to have a little soiree. Yeah, we're going to have a soiree. For those of you that don't know what a soiree is, let's tell them. How do you do it? 3, 2, 1. Google, bitches! A soiree is a party, and I don't know what kind of word it is. I don't know if it's a foreign language or just shit that people say in the South, because that's where I always heard it. Yeah, you know, they're throwing a big old soiree over at the Johnson's house. So let me get this soiree. East coast to west coast, L.A., Chicago. Get that bitch a map, because those aren't the East Coast, West Coast. That's like East Coast, Middle America. Somebody went to public schools. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for listening to all my rambles about spilled beer and the podcast and what makes funny and line dancing. We might have to do a little line dancing tonight. Not me, but Miss Thang might. I'll get her liquored up at the soiree and get her dancing. If I can do that, I'll shoot some video. Yeah, she hates it when I show video of her dancing because she knows she's had a few cocktails when the hands go above her head. That's right. If you're with somebody and they're dancing and their hands start to go up above their head, they're drunk. That's the sign. All right, here's the sign now. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind?